With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. March Madness is now in the history books. Michigan Wolverines have captured their second national title in men's basketball, and it's the first since 1989. Wolverines defeating UConn final was 69-63. Trump administration says dozens of aircraft and deception used to rescue two U.S. military pilots in Iran. More from correspondent Greg Clugston.
U.S. forces rescued the pilot within hours of the F-15 fighter jet going down, but it took nearly 2 days to rescue the second aviator in a daring operation. CIA Director John Ratcliffe.
We deployed both human assets and exquisite technologies that no other intelligence service in the world possesses.
He said the search and rescue operation was comparable to hunting for a single grain of sand in the middle of the desert. And President Trump was impressed.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran's government detaining family members of opposition figures who, for the most part, are in exile. And some of those stories are gathering a lot of attention. The latest now from correspondent Keith Peters in Washington.
The crackdown on dissent comes amid the ongoing war with the United States and Israel. The internet shutdown during recent nationwide protests has made documenting these actions difficult. Iran took my mother away to make me be quiet, one activist in exile says. Iran's judiciary is also seizing property of outspoken exiles. Rights groups report worsening conditions inside Iran with increased detentions and executions. The situation has inspired new attempts to organize the Iranian opposition abroad. Keith Peters reporting.
And this is SRN News. Franklin Graham takes on the Pope.
In the response to the U.S.-Israeli offensive against Iran, Pope Leo says that God rejects the prayers of those who make war. Appearing on the Piers Morgan show, Graham disagreed, saying, quote, King David prayed that God would train his hands how to fight his enemies. We know that God does take sides in history. The popular evangelist says while he wants peace all over the world, he believes that there is such a thing as a just war. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge in Rhode Island ruling the temp team's effort to protect women at federally funded homeless shelters is unlawful. Several nonprofits filed suit last year after the Department of Housing and Urban Development rules shelters, which allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing areas, cannot receive taxpayer funds. HUD argues the new criteria was an effort to ensure the availability of funding to protect our nation's most vulnerable individuals. This is SRN News. Controversy in the Hawkeye State. Here's Jennifer King.
Iowa can now fully enforce a 2023 state law restricting schools from teaching students about gender identity and sexual orientation in grades K through 6. The Iowa law also bans books that depict sex acts from school libraries and classrooms and requires schools to notify parents if their child requests to use a name or pronoun different from that in school records. Monday's ruling by the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals overturns separate blocks issued in lower court and remands the cases back to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa. I'm Jennifer King.
Samsung saying goodbye to namesake texting app as Samsung Messages will be discontinued in July. Impacted owners of Samsung smartphones and other gadgets are being asked to switch to Google Messages as their default in the meantime. The company says this will help maintain a consistent messaging experience on Android. More details, srnnews.com.